Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Who cares?
Let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Than anything. your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
Christ. Hallelujah. Good evening, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We want to welcome you to the fourth day of the conference when eagles gather. And today, this evening, we have our dear friend and sister, Apostle Cynthia Collins Agboye. She will be ministering this evening in the name of Jesus. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the service this evening. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and everyone who's been having a great time this week listening and to the Word of God and the impartation that have been going on. We just praise God because every day we're learning something new. I want to apologize again for last night. We had a little bit of problems with the radio, and we had to go in and out, but we praise God that we made it through. We just apologize to you all this evening in the name of Jesus that was here yesterday evening. Hallelujah. I want to thank the other speakers that spoke the previous days and appreciate them in Jesus' name. Deuteronomy 32:11-13. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Almighty God. We thank you for another opportunity to receive and to hear your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, O God. Father God, if we had thousands and thousands and quadrillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness, O God. We bless you, O God, and we praise you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, O God. Even when we are not faithful, you are faithful. For that, Almighty God, we give you honor. We give you glory. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for each and every one here this evening, those that are listening right now and those that will listen at another time. We bless God for each and every one in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender this service to you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Take preeminence in this service in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, move in our lives. Touch us, Holy Spirit. Give us a revelation of understanding in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit. We are totally dependent on you, Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we surrender our hearts to you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Move in our hearts. Move in our minds and our souls. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your mighty move in this ministry. Mighty move in our lives. Thank you for turning things around for your glory and for your honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray this evening for Apostle Cynthia, oh God, as she brings this word, oh God. Father God, we thank you for she is a gift to the body of Christ. We thank you for what you're about to do through her. We bless you, oh God, for Apostle in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word coming forth. We thank you, Lord, that she is faithful. We thank you for your loving kindness in her life. We thank you, Lord, that you have you always glorifying yourself through her, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, In the name of Jesus, we pray for foster children and grandchildren. We pray for extended families. In the name of Jesus, we pray for her siblings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, her nieces and nephews, bless them in a remarkable way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will enlarge Apostle's territory. We pray, oh God, that your right hand of righteousness, oh God, is extended to her. Thank you for establishing all the works of her hand. Thank you, oh God, for making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you that you are the light in darkness. We bless your name. We praise your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this evening, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us. If we got iniquity in our hearts, you will not hear our prayer. Oh, Father God, we pray for mercy. Mercy, mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for the precious blood. Oh, Father God, strengthen us, oh God. Make us whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make us whole, oh God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the redemption that is in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you for the justification. We thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Almighty God. We ask you, Lord, this evening to send your holy angels to be with us as we as apostle minister, oh God, as we are right here, oh God. Let your holy angels be with us in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for salvation to come to those who do not know Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, those who have backslidden. We pray, oh God, that it will come into the sheepfold of Jesus Christ, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will do the miraculous, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you that you're here to take us from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from favor to favor, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing fall upon each and every one of us. Let this atmosphere be charged, oh God, in the name of Jesus, like the atmosphere in heaven, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, for each and every one here this evening. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. We give you glory, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God. We pray, oh God, that we will hear what thus says the Lord. Help us to be focused and attentive, oh God. Oh, to what Apostle will be teaching and leading us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, that it will bear fruit and the fruit will remain. We bless you, oh God. We give you honor. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to read Apostle Cynthia's bio, and then right after that, she will come on. Once again, I am Apostle Marco Bruboyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries, your host this evening, in Jesus' name. Okay, let us go to Apostle's bio. Apostle Cynthia Egboye accepted Christ at a young age at the Community Missionary Baptist Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, singing in the youth choir where she traveled over the Midwestern states, singing and praising God. opposed us in here, Egboye, is the eldest of three. She has two younger sisters, born to William Henry Collins and Georgiane Wright Collins, both now deceased. And the youngest sister, Mona Nene Collins, Mason, deceased. Apostle Cynthia Egboye was born on January 12, 1957. She is a mother of two adult children and three adopted children, two of which are now deceased, as well as a grandmother and a great-grandmother. In 1978, Apostle Cynthia Egboye joined the St. Jude Deliverance Temple under the leadership of Bishop Joseph L. Price. She became part choir, nurses, gal, doorkeepers, and this was her first memory of God's calling upon her life. For the next 16 years, Apostle Cynthia held offices and worked in many areas of the ministry, children, school, intercessory prayer, Bible vacation, Bible school, praise and worship team, praise dance under the anointing of Jesus Christ, ministering to young teens, always evangelizing the word of God. Until 1995, when Apostle Cynthia Egboye, through prayer and fasting, trials and tribulations, accepted the clarion call of Christ as an evangelist with prophetic gifting and the laying on of hands, healing and gift of healing. She began a new journey through the power of a praying women's ministry, counseling, community outreach, conferences, Bible classes, health in home, and whenever doors were open, Apostle Cynthia Egboye, and whenever doors were opened. Apostle Cynthia Egboye entered Indiana Christian University in Noblesville, Indiana, in 1996, founded by Lester Summerall Ministry, LESEA Ministries, and Bible College. In May 1997, she was licensed and ordained as an evangelist. In 1996, Apostle Cynthia Egboye was given the vision of I Am My Brother's Keeper Ministry, now known as I Am My Brother's Keeper International Ministries, ORG, and began to function as the visionary for the vision, meeting the needs of others, housing, clothing, feeding, prayer, counseling, and however the Holy Spirit led, and wherever she was led. In 1999, Apostle Cynthia Egboye began to preach and teach the word of God in homes. God bless Apostle Cynthia Egboye with the anointing of prophetic gifting and the revelation. Apostle Cynthia was called into full pastoralship in September 2005 and sent by the Holy Spirit to San Antonio, Texas, where Apostle Cynthia pastored sanctuary programs, ministries with over 700 membership housing, feeding, witnessing the power of God through prayer, setting the captives free from demonic attacks, deliverances of sexual perversions, drug and alcohol abuse, homelessness, mental and physical sicknesses and disease. Standing on 2 Corinthians 13, that love heals a multitude of wounds, believing that by his stripes all were healed. Isaiah 53:5, winning souls to the kingdom. In 2007, Apostle Cynthia returned to Indianapolis, Indiana, still evangelizing and teaching the word of God in homes, in other churches, believing Isaiah, all God's people are victorious and that we are overcomers by the word of our testimonies. In 2010, God sent Apostle Cynthia to Africa, new regions in Nigeria, Ghana, Liberia, South Africa, Gambia, Zambia, Uganda, Great Britain, and a new journey in Christ begun. Apostle Cynthia is certain these pages will be rewritten in due season. For God is doing a marvelous work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For God is doing a marvelous, marvelous work. Hallelujah. Now, Apostle was affirmed as an apostle to the gospel in 2012 with apostolic succession. Apostle Cynthia has been blessed with an honorary doctoral of divinity in 2016. Apostle Cynthia Egboye is a published Christian writer and author of Christian magazine, I Am Magazine, and anticipating graduation, she's already done that, in 2022, with a PhD in Divinity, awarded Writer of the Year, November 2021, she served as Dean of Shepherd's Academy of Joint Colleges of Bishops and Apostles, New Destiny Fellowship of Churches International. Apostle Cynthia makes regular visits to Radio Blog Talk Christian Radio since 2012 and can be heard on Heart to Love with Fuller and our Emperor Tabernacle Ministry, as well as Christian Television Network. Apostle Cynthia is a prolific prophet and time conference speaker. Apostle Cynthia sits on many ministry boards. Sister Ministries, I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries, Apostle Irving Carter Boyu and Marco Brewer Boyu, myself, Visionaries, Raleigh, North Carolina, Tribe of Judah Global Ministries International, Apostle Lamar and Pastor Katrina Johnson, Visionaries, Illinois, Chicago, Illinois. Be healed, be delivered, be made free. Apostle Cynthia Collins, Anderson Egboye, I Am My Brother's Keeper International Ministry. We're going to open the line for her right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory, my sister. I thank God for this opportunity and especially for this season. I really praise God for the gathering of the eagles. Oh my God, I'm going to try to hold the rein here because God has given us so much. We thank God for you. We thank God for our brother, Apostle Irving. We thank God for all of those that are in the sound of our voice and that are hearing. And I need for you to hear tonight spiritually. I pray that you've heard all week spiritually, that you have received, that you have eaten at the table, and not just eaten it, but savored all that has been released. We give God honor for you, and we just want to bless you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we're just going to get into this lesson, what God has given us, and I'm going to just pray for it. Yeah. Father God, we just thank you for what you're about to do, how you're about to release it. Father, we thank you that it will not fall on deaf ears. We thank you, Father, that it will cause lives to shift. It will cause lives to arise. It will cause lives to be refreshed and revived. That this gathering of your eagles in this season is an appropriate thing. And let us not walk away and forget the benefits that you have blessed and you have caused each speaker this week to come and release. Let us not take it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we ask, oh God, that we step aside, we step behind the veil and you come forth and take your place and have your seat and speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. We hear you, oh God. We lift up our hands and we surrender all unto you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Not going to reread this scripture, Deuteronomy 32:11-13. Apostle has read it, but I'm going to tag on another scripture with that. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. And that comes out of Matthew 24:27-28. And I like the way the New King James Version released it. Eagles. I'm going to give you a little education on the eagle tonight. First of all, there's only one area at a certain time of season that you will find that the eagles gather. Normally, they do not until this particular season. They will gather from the end of October until the late March or early April in the winter season. Normally, as you have been hearing all week, eagles do soar and fly alone. It is not an unusual sight for us to see that. That's what eagles do. But in my studying, I begin to get a revelation and an understanding. And I thank God for that, because the one thing I noted about the eagle, and many people have prejudged, and they have condemned, and they have ridiculed, critiqued, or criticized, because the eagle is not a social person. We eagles are not very sociable. We prefer to be alone most of the time. Eagles also need space. We like a lot of space. We don't like things conglomerate and people coming in on us. Eagles, we like that larger space because it becomes a hunting area for us. And man calls it hunting, but we as eagles will call it something else. And I'm going to tell you what it is on down the line. In the winter, the eagle gathers from October until late March or early April, being that they shift. We shift. What do we shift? We shift to where there are bodies of water that are not frozen. Bodies of water flowing. We have to get where the vein is. We have to be where we can actually hunt our prey and our food. And we have to be gathered together, which means only at these particular times in the season, from October to late March or early April, will you see an abundance of eagles. You can see thousands of them in one area at one time and hanging out in two or three trees if you look close enough, because they're there to protect themselves. They're there to sustain themselves. They have an abundance of food source. So in the winter season, they will move to their comfort zone. And their comfort zone, because it's flowing water. And I know Apostle Marco likes the flowing of the water, and I like the flowing of the water. Whenever I'm at home in Houston, I'm always found at the water. I'm always sitting by the water, watching it flow. It does something to my spirit. It makes me strong, and it gives me revelation and understanding to the next assignment that God has purposed. So eagles stick together in the winter. You will see them, thousands of them. We're all clustered together because we will keep each other warm, and we not only keep each other warm, we also keep each other safe from the things that will come to devour. We perch high in the trees, and we gather together, still able to see the enemy below, still able to see clearly what's going on, because many don't realize that the eagle has two sets of eyes. So we fly alone. We live on higher ground. We are extremely bold and courageous and powerful, and yet we are the most majestic God has created. We're very patient, yet we have no tolerance to ungodly things. So we have two sets of eyes. We are a nest or built in the wilderness. We are noticeably away from the crowd. We will not flock to a crowd. We tend to flock away from the crowd. We don't like being in the crowd. We don't have a problem with small things. We have the ability to grow, to go higher than any other fowl, any other fowl. We do not run with the ravens. We do not run with the sparrows. We do not run with the blue jays, the red birds. We do not run with the doves. None of these things are none of these different creatures. We do not look at dead things, nor do we entertain dead situations or circumstances. We do not intend to intimidate them, nor do we intend to initiate and portray to be any of those things. We separate from everything that is not pure and living. Anything that is dead, we actually pull from. Dead minds, dead thoughts, dead visions, dead circumstances, dead situations, and negative people, we will not sustain and even be around. So the motto of this is, eagles, stay away from narrow-minded people that are always trying to bring us down. And eagles fly with eagles, and we're always going to be found in good company. We will separate from anyone and anything contrary to what they are saying that is actually contrary to the will, the purpose, the plan, and the assignment of God. We have accurate vision, so we see very clearly. We have the ability to focus on something or things so far away. We don't have to leave our living rooms or our prayer closets to see clearly what is going on the outside. No matter the obstacle, the ego will not move from their focus. And they will not move until they have grabbed the prize. Now, the prize could be your praise. In other words, the ego comes to protect. The ego protects. It doesn't connect to dead things. So when the ego comes, we give out these warnings, these signs, and we say things, and these are wise things we're saying because we have seen way out there what no one else could see. And then we tell you, hey, wisdom speaks. You don't want to go that direction because really no one understands the ego but the ego. Our vision is longevity, and our focus is forever the kingdom. We have the vision, and we remain focused no matter what. We let no one or nothing distract us or separate us from our victory. We soar over the obstacles, and we do have success in the victory because we will not get distracted. We feed on fresh prey, fresh winds, fresh air, fresh anointing, fresh. Anything that is dull and stagnated, we will distance and get higher into our altitude because we cannot deal with dead things or dead people. We cannot deal with dead ministries or dead folks that are always saying, I believe God, but I believe this, but he didn't tell me that. We separate and we let them go their own way because we do not rely on our past success. We keep looking for the new, to walk in new victories, to walk in new, to be overcomers, to be more than a conqueror. We leave our past in the past where it belongs and where it is now dead and stinking and decayed and rotting. We don't hash up dead things because we have been set free, delivered, and healed. Eagles love the storms. I know when it is storming here in the state that I'm in, I love to be in the dark because I can see real good in the dark. And that in the dark is where the Father is really talking in the dark. And I can see the lightning flashing and I can hear the thunder rolling. And I get real excited because I know that my God is about to do something. So eagles gather once in a year, and we gather and we protect each other, but we love to gather in the storms. When the clouds are gathering, the eagles, we get excited. We see it coming. The eagle uses the storm winds to lift, to get higher, to get higher up so that we can see more clearly what's about to happen. Once we find the winds and the storm and the eye of the storm, we use it and we don't get exerted. I've had many people say, I don't like the storm. I get scared in the storm. It rejuvenates and revives me. It gets my energy level going. And I'm like, do it, Daddy. Do it for me in the name of Jesus. I am not afraid of the storms. Only the weak are afraid. Only those that are dwelling as the raven, that like dead things, or the sparrows that like the dead things, or the chicken that likes to put his head to the ground, they're the ones that be fearful of storms. But the eagle gets re-strengthened and rejuvenated and revived, and we are gliding in that storm to the next opportunity. We're gliding in that storm to the next victory. We're gliding in the storm to see the destruction of our enemy. For we are not prey for the slaughter like the chicken, the raven, the sparrow. We are not to be held in captivity in the raven and the sparrows. We don't have to worry about the snakes on the ground because they can't get to us because we are high in the air. We face our challenges. We hit them head on, knowing that our God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever hope or think. We love the storm. We love how it rumbles and it twists and it causes people, because to fear, it causes them to expose themselves. And we're looking at it. We emerge stronger from the storm. We do not fall prey. We can use the storms of life to raise us to greater heights. We can use the storms of life to make us overcomers. In John 14 and 12, he said, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, anyone who believes in me as Savior will also do the things that I do, and he will do them even greater things than these in extent and outreach. We don't have a problem extending, and we don't have a problem in reaching out because we're supposed to do greater because he has given us that commandment. We prepare by our fasting and our prayers. We prepare by sharpening our swords and again on shining up our helmet. We prepare for the storm and then we ride it to our victories. Eagles don't dwell with the weak because you become prey to the eagle. We cannot sustain a weak one, especially when we're saying we see what's coming and you've been forewarned long before it came, but you ignored the warnings. You laughed it off. You snickered it off. You snubbed it off. You snarled it off. You got mad. You got angry. And you couldn't receive the warning. The ego prepares. We stay with our flint. We leave our comfort zone. There is no growth in your comfort zone. You become complacent, lazy, liars, backstabbers, because you're comfortable. The ego never gets comfortable. In the winter when they're gathering, we are waiting to fly out. Come on, March. Come on, April. Because we're soaring out away from the crowd back into a high altitude. Shunda, walking into a storm, waiting to see our victory. We have a power in us. Each and every one of us, but so many of us have become so complacent, so lazy, so self-centered, so self-righteous, so selfish. And what has happened? Your children and your grandchildren, your siblings, your nieces, your nephews have become prey to the enemy. They're being slaughtered because you, as an eagle, would rather dwell with the chickens, the ravens, the sparrows. You, as an eagle, would rather be one that is afraid to ride the storm to victory and rather hide under a bush and all alone. You're prey to the enemy. Excuse me. It is a season. We're going out of 2023. Haven't we had enough? All across the land, from the east as far as the eyes can see, from the west as far as the eyes can see, from the north and the south as far as the eyes can see, we have seen total destruction We have seen the righteous become prey. We have seen the weak become weaker, and that the enemy is devouring, eating up the chickens, eating up the ravens, eating up the sparrows, knocking down the crows, sending in all kind of auxiliaries. And yet, you still remain complacent. You call prayer lines. You go to different conferences. You talk about how good it was. And yet, the turbulence on the land does not represent what you're really saying you represent. You're knocked down. So many say the apostles are no more. So many say the prophets are no more. The eagle is an apostle and a prophet, because the eagle can see long before destruction ever comes. The eagle is setting high and looking down low. And yes, the eagle comes down and swoops down in the valley, snatches up a rabbit, snatch up a chicken, take it to the nest, have a meal, and get back in the air. Note, they come down to the valley, they swoop up their prey, and then they hit back into the air. We don't stay on the ground where the enemy can devour us. We don't stay in circumstances and situations where we become the prey. We don't stay in circumstances and situations where we become the hunted. We go hunting, and many don't even see us coming, because we swift and we move swiftly, because it is the wind that has carried us, and we just glided in on it, took what was needed, got up out of there, and left the scared folks, the chickens, the ravens, the snakes on the ground, and saw the carcasses of many, and shook our head and got back in the air. This is a season. 2023 is ending. Have you not had enough? What are you going to run into 2024? You're going to run like chickens. Storm come, storm cloud, and you down there coupling. Help, Lord, help. When he's already given you the means to get up off the ground, to come out of complacency, to get out of lazy spirits and lazy attitudes and nasty dispositions and self-righteousness and selfish mode. And, so is this how we take out 2023 and bring in 2024? Doing the same old, same old, same old changes. And then you're calling prayer lines saying, I just need the Lord to bless me. I just need him to heal me. I just need. You did it in, oh my God, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. And it's the same dead song. Nothing has changed. Oh, nothing changed. But you lost some things and some people because they were on the ground. You told them not to get up off the ground. You passed down your fears. Is this how you're going to do it in 2024? But as for me and my house, we will be found serving the Master, the Lord, As for me and my house, I will stay in high altitudes. I will let the storms carry me. As for me and my house, what about your house? How your house gonna shift? How you really gonna fly? Or are you gonna stay on the ground and continue to get devoured by the enemy? Are you gonna come on up into higher altitude and let God take you to your victory? How long will you wait? How long will you be betwixt and between and unstable? When will you believe God, truly believe, and run the course set before you? Because when you stay complacent and lazy, you're dead. It is time for you to retire. It is time for you to go back and lay down in a cave, lay down on a tree stump, and give up the ghost, because can't use anything dead. You got to shed your old habits and old mentality and old matters and old things and past, and let go, because it is the past that has kept you from going where God has promised to bless you. It is the past that has kept you from walking in total victory, because you won't let go of it. Every time you make one step forward, your past rears up and you go back and sit down and be complacent. You go back to what you know, your comfort zone. And while you're in your comfort zone, while you're sitting there, there's a slaughter going down on the ground. You got to shed it. You got to shed some stuff. You gotta let God carry the burdens that you are trying to carry. You have no value, and you can add no value carrying past things. When you become so complacent, I said it once and I'll say it again, it is time to give up the ghost and die. It is time to get out of the way, because you have become completely, completely barren. You bear no fruit. And when a tree can't bear fruit, it should shrivel up, and that is the word, and die. When it will no longer produce, then it is time for it to shrivel up and die. But you can't stay where you at. The Father is saying, this is time to come forward, to soar, to mount up on wings of an eagle. The wings of the eagle I've already given you, to come out of your complacency, come out of your selfishness and your self-centeredness, and saying, I've had enough. I've had enough of people. Well, God, have you done enough of you? His sheep are dying. They become prey because of the complacency of the righteous, the saints, that ain't. May God bless you. May God keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace, Apostle.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Wow. Thank you, Apostle Cynthia. That is something for every one of us to think about. 2024 is right around the corner. We need to ask those questions to ourselves. Are we going to soar? Are we going to shiver and be discouraged, complacent? Man, just die? Or are we going to move forward? That's those are questions
Amen.
We need to ask ourselves. And it is serious because it's always business as usual. It's like a routine. Same old thing, same old prayer line, same old thing. There's nothing really moving forward that God wants us to do. And we get complacent. And I'm so happy that Apostle, she brought this word for, she's a prophet also, you know, so we need to take heed to what the Lord is saying. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And one of the points that you made, and, you know, families, different things happening in the world and in our families, and what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to thank you, both, but I'm going to open the line for others to say something in the name of Jesus. If you want to say something, I'm going to open the line.
Conference unmuted.
And if you're on the radio, just press one of your keypad, and I'll open it for you. The line is open on the prayer line. So anyone wants to say something, they can go ahead. Wow.
Good evening, Apostle Cynthia. Thank you so much. What a wonderful teaching about the gathering of eagles. I took note of everything you were saying. I'm a student, you know. So was thinking I was right. Thank you.
Mother Mary, Mother May.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I took notes. Very, very good teaching. Thank you so much for the invitation. Yes, we needed to hear these things. Yes, and I just want to bless God that you taught us not to stay in our comfort zone. We are eagles, but also not be complacent. Yes, and eagles are prepared, we are already prepared for the storm because we see the storm before it even arrives. Thank you so much. Thank you. There was
Amen.
A lot said here. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Apostle Marco and Apostle Arvin, for bringing Apostle Cynthia on tonight. Thank you, and God bless. I am Tabernacle Prayer Ministry. God bless you.
Amen. And it's a good thing. I hope people took notes. I took notes too. I took notes. And then you can hear this word again because it's recorded. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to go over it because sometimes you miss one or two points. And then when you go over, you can pick up those points. And there's something to ponder about. I mean, we don't want to be the same. No, we don't. Hallelujah. Anyone else can go ahead and say something. If you're on the radio, press 1 on your keypad. If you're on the prayer line, just if the line is open, you can go ahead and say something. Hallelujah. One of the things, I think we had this conference like this, I think about 2 or 3 years ago.
Amen.
And when the folks, you know, sometimes when the Lord tells you to do things, when we do these things and not going into detailed stuff, you just go ahead and do what the Lord tells you. But Apostle Cynthia brought some pointers too, because the season that the eagles, gather. And we are in the fall season, the time of the year, you know. And
that's right.
And Yeah. I picked up on a lot of stuff, you know, which I didn't even know before. So, you know, these things, that means God is bringing a prophetic word for 2024. And
amen.
Sometimes we miss this thing and we go back and keep fasting and praying when he's already brought the word. Yes. So I know I was blessed. And I am blessed, and I'm going to go over this again and, you know, and go over my notes. And if anyone else want to say something, if not, the line is open. I'm not going to rush you. The line is open. Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, Mother May, what I want you to do, Mother May, are you still on? Okay, let me see.
Yes.
Okay, can you let us pray? Can you lead the prayers for Apostle Cynthia this evening, please, in the name of Jesus?
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your servant. We give you the praise. We give you all the glory and honor. Thank you, O God, for what you have placed in her and what she has brought forth to your people. We thank you. We thank you. What an in-depth teaching concerning the eagle, things that we know and some that we did not even know came forth tonight. We are grateful for such a teaching. We thank you for this wonderful woman of God that you have placed within her such a gift for teaching the word. We thank you for her family. We thank you for her ministry. We thank you for everything that is connected to her directly and indirectly. Father, as she has pulled out herself this evening, bless the Holy Spirit. May you feel powerful, God, more than ever before. You are the greatest teacher that any man or any woman can have. So bless the Holy Spirit. Continue to teach Apostle Cynthia that she will give more and more as she's called upon in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We are privileged to be under the sound of a voice.
Yes,
we were the privileged few, those that came on this evening. We were privileged. We are no longer the same. I know from this teaching, Father, that I am no longer the same because I have heard things that will benefit me as an eagle, that I will remain an eagle. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And don't go low down to the chickens. Thank you for her life. Thank you for her ministry. Thank you for her family. Thank you, Father, for everything that concerns her, the work of her hands. We thank you tonight. I give you the praise and I bless your name. I cover her with the blood of Jesus. Father, a reason of this teaching is the evil one never be able to Lucifer. But the evil one do not want us to gain understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. But we cover her with your blood tonight. He said, let the blood be a shield over she and her family. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. And we bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle. I'm excited about the storm. I like what she said. You should be excited. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. It was such a great teaching and great impartation. Great impartation.
Yeah.
We cannot keep going to 10,000 prayer lines and not receiving just for a form of godliness.
That's right.
That's the truth.
Just for one prayer line and do receive a thing.
That's the truth. Go to sleep on him. He's snoring.
We cannot blame our maker. You know, we can't blame him. You know, we just go from one. We don't get anything from the next. We just, the word is being taught. The impartation is taking place, but we're not receiving. We're not focused. And now she talks about that too, being focused.
Yeah.
As an eagle, be focused. We bless God. This word, I really receive it deep in my spirit. And I just want to say thank you, Apostle, and thanks to everyone that is that came this evening. You can always listen to this over and over. It's recorded. If you want to take notes, if you miss it, you can listen to it again. I probably will do it for tomorrow morning on the prayer line. I will let the horse take play again. So those who missed it, you can hear it again, or you can come on the radio. I'll put the link on and hear it. Hallelujah. Apostle, thank you so much, my sister. We bless God for you in the name of Jesus. Well, we have one more day, and we have Pastor Madeline Clark, and she's coming tomorrow evening at 7, and I pray that each and every one of you, if you can make it back, it will be good for you to make it back and hear what the Lord is speaking, concluding this 5 days with. We bless God and we thank God for each and every one this evening for joining us. Let us say the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior,
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
the love of God, the sweet fellowship of His
fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
rest, remain, and abide with us all. Now and forevermore. Surely His
goodness
and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Love you all. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Apostle. God bless each and everyone. Have a wonderful evening in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Michael, for the invite.